that it could be heard clearly in the quiet of the night.
WGXC 90.7 FM.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. The year 3535 ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545 ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew, nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 5555, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do, some machine doing that for you. In the year 6565, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long glass tube, whoa, whoa. In the year 7510, if God's a-coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 8510, gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again. Whoa, whoa. In the year 95-95, I'm kinda wondering if man is gonna be alive. He's taken everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing, whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years, man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night,
the twinkling of starlight, so very far away. Maybe it's only yesterday.
In the year 2525,
if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may.
Good evening and Happy New Year. This is the Capital District Democrat Socialist Good Time Hour on WGXC 90.7 on your FM dial. We broadcast at 7 o'clock on the first Tuesday of every month. I'm Casey, and I'm here with Poche Noir, my co-host, who, in his less pretentious identity, goes by Bill.
Bonne année, comrades. Tonight, being January 2nd, it's the 13th day of the month of Nivose in the year 232, of the French Republican calendar. The month of Nivose always begins on the day of the winter solstice, which was and always is 13 days prior to tonight in the French Republican calendar. And that song was the one-hit wonder song of duo Zager and Evans, looking into the year 2525 from the long-ago 1969. I really hate that song. I just can't stand it.
Why?
It's so pretentious.
I thought it was fun.
It is fun, but I looked at the video from that, of their duet performing the song, and they are just so pretentious. And it goes up a number of times, up a half step, and it. I just, there's that song and that song by Kansas, Dust in the Wind. I just makes me just want to just break the radio.
Well, I mean, I kind of get Dust in the Wind, but I feel like I need to go watch this video now. What about it in particular was pretentious?
Their facial hair.
Oh, well.
And the lyrics.
Okay, fair enough.
You know?
Fair enough. Well, tonight's show is not about 1969. It is instead about the future, or at least the upcoming year and not the upcoming eons. Our standard disclaimer: remarks made tonight reflect the opinions of whomever may be speaking them, a.k.a. myself and Bill, and not of WGXC. Also, the remarks do not reflect the opinions, or they might, but we don't know, of anybody else in the Democratic Socialists of America.
Okay. If you disagree or you want to qualify anything said on the show tonight, then you might consider joining the DSA and making your thoughts and opinions known. Also, there's a... WGXC also has a call-in line where you can leave messages about the show. So if you disagree with anything said, please use that. But there's no line to be towed by members of the DSA. All of us are joined the DSA just because we want a fairer society. And to be a DSA member, you don't have to be a strict... Why does this never work? Oh, wait, that's because I see. All right, let's try that once again. Let's try that shtick once again. Okay. You don't have to be, to be a member of the DSA, you do not have to be a strict Marxist like me.
In
air. Let's not do that anymore.
All right, let's talk about the future, Bill.
Well, with regard to, let's say, Marxists talking about the future, one of the most famous instances of foretelling the future that Marxists ever did was by Marx himself. In February of 1848, he publishes the Communist Manifesto, along with Engels. And it has, of course, that famous line, "A specter is haunting Europe, the specter of communism." And that was in February of 1848. A couple of months later in the spring, and I think actually beginning in Italy, there are revolutions that happen all over Europe. So I'm not saying that he caused them or that he like had some kind of crystal ball. We'll talk about crystal balls later. But Marxists at that time got a reputation for being on the curve of what's going on through class analysis. But it didn't work out so well because all of those revolutions in 1848 ended up being theaters for having reactionary regimes come in. Most famously, Louis Napoleon, who came in on his own 18th Brumaire, which is the name of a book by Marx, a pamphlet by Marx that is just killer prose that one of these days we're just going to have to go into because it's just so much fun. But other than that, to think about the future, I'm both dreading the upcoming year and looking for signs of hope. What do you think about it, Casey?
Yeah, I mean, we could really take this in both directions. There are obviously signs of hope. An article that you just handed me a little while ago that I haven't mm-hmm. had a full chance to read about is all about how, you know, the U.S. working class fought back, and there were a lot of successful strikes this year, and, you know, union workers were able to win a lot. I mean, they also didn't win everything, but, you know, I think we are trending in a good direction. I don't know if you have anything very specific to note on that.
Except that I'm completely dreading 2024, but if I had to look for any kind of bright points, I would say that we're at a point now where working people, in particular the organized working people in this country, have a little foot in the door. And there's the UAW strike that was very successful, mm-hmm. the writers' strike, the Hollywood writers' strike mm-hmm. that was very successful, the actor strike, which was very successful. I thought Fran Drescher did a great job, but I've always liked Fran Drescher.
Yeah, and it's cool because I feel like we saw more people outside of the unions and outside of the striking people, you know, unwilling to cross picket lines and mm-hmm. standing in solidarity. And there's a lot more class consciousness and just like solidarity than at least I've seen in my lifetime, or at least that I've paid attention to. And that's something to be said, and I think there's only momentum for that going forward. I think more people are kind of standing in solidarity and learning more and doing more work and educating themselves further.
Well, suppose you're a Tesla worker, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you saw the UAW have these transformative contract provisions,
mm-hmm.
right? And winning. So it seems to me that the unorganized sectors of the workplace the bosses in the unorganized sectors of the workplace are sometimes what they have on their radar screen is how much do we have to give these people to make sure the union doesn't get here? So
yeah.
In that way, the UAW and the Writers Guild and the Actors Guild, they did a real service to the unorganized sectors of society.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think COVID or the global pandemic really did a silver lining of it mm-hmm. was that it kind of cut through all the bull crap.
mm-hmm. That's right.
And it, you know, like people realized, oh, they can ask for more and they deserve more and not being given more.
And how flexible yeah. money is.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, oh, let's cut them a check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. let's keep the economy going. You know, it's a crisis. There are some people who claim that the pandemic was a conjunctural crisis. Do you know the term?
I don't.
All right.
Please elaborate.
Okay. There are two types of crises. One is an organic crisis,
okay.
and one is a conjunctural crisis. And I will explain by an example. You, Casey, are a tough-as-nails mercenary.
Cool.
Right? You're wearing
yes.
these groovy fatigues. You got the camouflage on your face.
This
You're
is a
just,
true story, by the way.
Very good. I wouldn't expect any less. And you're dropped by helicopter with your team in Central America.
Okay.
And you do some kind of you're doing some kind of operation that people would, the Hollywood audiences would love, all right? You rescue hostages, whatever. Mm. But, and you face this crisis, you know, there's the bad guys there and all that stuff, and you deal with them, right?
Okay.
But on your way back, one by one, your crew starts to get picked off by, it turns out to be, some dreadlocked alien who wants to take off your heads and use them. He's just hunting you down to make trophies of you.
Okay.
You know who cool. I'm referencing?
No.
Oh, come on. Predator.
Oh, okay.
Right? The alien.
Yeah.
The alien is a conjunctural crisis, right? It doesn't arise out of the system, right?
I see it. Okay.
And a lot of people have tried to portray the pandemic as a conjunctural crisis, something that just is out of nowhere. But actually, it arose, if you buy into the whole idea that it happened by some of these wet markets and things like that, and it came from nature that we shouldn't have been dealing with, right? It crossed boundaries,
right,
that through environmental degradation, then it's not a conjunctural crisis. It's an organic crisis that we just try to ignore and try to put the blinders on. Of course, if it's a lab leak, you know, yeah, that's completely organic crisis. That's just people just doing it to ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay. Shall we play another song? That was a long-winded explanation.
Yeah, you've given me a lot to consider.
Oh, my here. God. I'm going to play another song. This one I actually do like.
Yeah, and then we'll talk about local things to look forward to.
Sounds good.
Very cool. Okay. Very cool. All right. We'll get right back into it. So tonight, as a treat for you all on the new year, we have recorded a recorded report back from a special assignment. Deep in the dark pathless woods, we sent our fearless correspondent, Poche Noir.
C'est moi.
To the captain of Madame Yabagaga, legendary soothsayer of the Catskills, in search for what the future may bring.
You know, I thought seeing Madame Yabagaga was going to be terrifying, but actually, her cabin in the middle of the woods is quite cozy and nice, and she serves up some drinks. And so I was kind of disappointed.
What is she really like?
Well, you know, local legend has it that Madame Yabagaga is a cruel, bloodthirsty, and uncompromising, witch. But I found her to be just my speed. Her affect was a little flat, but that's because English is her second language, or maybe it's just because she's so jaded.
All right. Let's listen.
Okay. Let's get it together here. I'm sitting opposite of Madame Yabagaga, renowned soothsayer of the Catskills, in her living room decorated with animal skulls and dried herbs and wildflowers, and lit only by candles and firelight. How are you this evening, Madame?
I am very well, thank you. I take it you want to know something about your future.
Not for myself, but rather what the future may bring for the world in general.
Then I hope that you are not looking for good news. The world is a mess, and it will only get worse. You cannot find solutions to systemic problems within a system creating those problems. But you need no fortune teller to tell you that.
It's not a very optimistic report.
I think my cat likes you, although you are sitting on her chair.
At least you think it likes me. Can you give me something more specific about the future, though?
Of course, but you must do what is required first.
What's that?
You must cross my palm with silver, you fool. Just tap your credit card on the Apple logo.
Okay, 1 second.
Very good. Can you hand me that back?
That big paisley bowling ball bag?
Yes.
Is that where you keep your crystal ball? But that's just a huge magic eight ball.
Please, do I tell you how to do your job? This is an enormous magic eight ball of my own creation. The original magic eight ball has 20 messages. Mine has 120. Let me pry off the little window. Be quiet now and show me your left palm.
Oh, so you're going to read my palm too?
Stay still.
Ow, you cut me!
Now I squeeze the blood into the window hole of the magic eight ball and close it up.
I just thought you were going to read my palm.
Bah! Palm reading is for charlatans. You need the blood to make the magic work. Now just wrap your hand in this old dirty rag.
So what's the rest of the liquid in the magic eight ball?
Single malt whiskey. Perhaps you and I will have a drink later.
With my own blood in it?
Well, I am no purist. Okay, concentrate and ask your question.
Okay, I'll cut to the chase. Will Trump win the election?
The ball says you will get just what you deserve.
Will I deserve to have Trump win the election?
Are you not a big smarty pants? The ball says, sense point to yes, but why would they not? The sloppy way you go about things.
Let me try something more open-ended. What has to be done to end the rule of capital?
The ball says, why are you so insecure as to ask what you already know? You must be quite a burden to your lover.
Well, I'm quite sure that's true, but Madame Yabagaga, do all the answers given by your magic eight ball involve some sort of insult?
Can I help it if it makes a value judgment on the questions?
Okay, I'll ask one more question. Magic 8 Ball, will the coming year bring any cause for hope in progressive politics?
The ball says you may rely on it, but your reliance will make you lazy like always.
Thank you, Madam Yabba Gaga. I'll take you up on that drink now.
Very good. Once we are both good and drunk, I will read your tarot cards.
Of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around. Lay their money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile. Gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis. And Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Their money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, she was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance. They throw Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Okay. So that Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves was. Are we on here?
Yeah.
Yes, we are. I had never. I guess these headphones in the studio. I had never. There's a lot going on in that song musically. There's all this like extra instruments that I never heard before. There's like a banjo in the back there.
Yeah.
And,
Gotta get you some better speakers, Bill.
I guess so. Wow. I mean, when I first heard that, what did I hear that? I mean, my little blue Sony AM/FM radio,
yeah,
transistor radio from back in the day, you know, or probably my dad's, the radio in my dad's, what do you call, Gran Torino station wagon, a Delco radio. Okay.
Very cool.
Do you recall that song?
I've heard it. I don't know Cher's discography very intimately.
Okay.
To be honest.
Well, I remember that was a very formative experience for me to see Cher sing Half Breed on the Sonny and Cher show, where she's bestride an obviously over-sedated pinto pony and singing, right in the, in this Indian princess outfit, in bikini outfit. It was...
The 70s.
Oh, my God. It was terrific.
Yeah. They probably had some great shtick on their show.
Okay. We're going to play another song now. This is one you really like.
been picking and trying to pick a banjo for 40 years or more. I used to just play the imitation, but now...
Do I stress you out? My sweater's on backwards and inside out, and you say, how appropriate. I don't want to dissect everything today. I don't mean to pick you apart, you see, but I can't help it. And there I go, jumping before the gunshot has gone off. Slap me with the splintered ruler. Consumed by the chill of solitary. I'm like Estella. I like to reel it in and then spit it out. I'm frustrated by your apathy. And I am frightened by the corrupted eyes of this land. If only I could meet the maker. And I am fascinated by the spiritual. Think about your bills, your ex, your deadlines, or when you think you're gonna die, or did you long for the next distraction? And all I need now is intellectual intercourse, a soul to make the whole much deeper. And I have no concept of time other than it is dying. If only I could kill the killer. Some peace now, a place to find a common ground, and all I really want is a wavelength.
More feminine rage in 2024 is what I say.
There you go. I'm a big believer in that.
Amen. Speaking of feminine rage, it's an election year.
Okay.
Something that it doesn't affect all of the listeners of this. I don't know how far we go. I think there's a map somewhere in this room that tells us. Maybe not. But Sarah Hanashessa is assembly person for the 103rd District, and that covers Ulster County, some of Dutchess County, some of Orange County, coming right up to Saugerties for Greene County. Not quite us, but mm-hmm. We're right there. She won 2 years ago. She's the incumbent, and she is seeking re-election, obviously. And now we're entering fundraising time, so keep that on your radar if that mm-hmm. is in your district. But she's doing great, and she's being attempting to be primaried by, I don't know if I should say the specific names, somebody from the former assemblyperson's staff is seeking the Democratic endorsement.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, And as an incumbent, you know, it's just going to, I mean, she's got so much more name recognition than we were battling couple years ago, but you know, it all matters, it all counts. But that's a nice thing of the future too, like a little beacon of hope.
Yep. And wasn't Sarah Hanna's campaign slogan was the future must be beautiful?
Yes.
Okay. A little exactly. Too cynical. I'm too cynical for that, but I appreciate it.
I think it's a beautiful thing.
I believe it's a beautiful. It must I think be. It's a beautiful it gives, thing, and it worked for her.
And it gives no room for anything else. It must be beautiful.
That's right. That's right.
So mm-hmm. That's something to work towards.
Well, and she was instrumental in getting the Build Public Renewables Act
absolutely.
Together.
Absolutely. Right?
Which is another thing. Now is the year for it to become real.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
It has a lot of enemies out there because it doesn't serve their interests.
Yeah, it's not the biggest moneymaker.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, back in, God, was it? Beginning of December? When was that? No, that was November. Gosh, time really does fly. When we went up to Green Island
yep.
for a rally, and that was really heartening. That was a cool thing to.
It was good. Sarah Hanna was there.
Sarah Hanna
was
there.
Great.
Bill spoke. You spoke very eloquently.
Mm-hmm. I was not in my persona as Poche Noir. I was in my real persona.
Well, Poche
Noir. Did I speak
Noir
eloquently?
I think so. You always speak eloquently. You got okay. It. It's part of your job.
Well, one of the things that I did do is that we wanted to have some place to have this public event that related to the BPRA. Mm-hmm. And so one day I went up to Green Island, where Green Island makes its own electrical power. And
Green Island is up near Troy, for those unfamiliar.
That's right.
Right and next to it, above it, to the left of it.
I think it's just like to the west of Troy.
To the west, yes.
And they have a power plant that runs on, up there is the confluence of the Hudson and the Mohawk Rivers, mm-hmm. and it's very, very complicated, but somehow they get electrical energy of it. I believe that the people up there really love their electrical power because it gives them cheap power. And also, they produce so much that they sell it on the market. So mm-hmm. the people there are the beneficiaries of all of that. So that's another reason why the residents of Green Island love Green Island Power. And it would be terrific if there was that same kind of affection for power companies in New York State. But instead, everybody hates Central Hudson. Everybody hates NIMO.
Well, yeah, because they do everything to make us hate them.
That's right.
They are bad companies,
mm-hmm.
in my humble opinion.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty obvious. They're a bunch of hustlers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's something that, you know, now that the bill has been passed, now we have to actually make sure that we do what the bill says, which is a hurdle in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something.
I suspect there are many people that voted for it that mm-hmm. secretly don't want it, and now they're working against it, such as our governor, probably.
Yeah, that's true.
She didn't vote for it, but she did sign it into law.
She did sign it into law.
But
it's
pretty obvious that she's, you know.
But I mean, that's it. Kind of comes back to something that we were talking about off air. Is just, you know, between what we learned from the Yaba Gaga, and
what did we learn from that?
Well, she was like, we will have the future we deserve.
Oh, okay. Okay. I guess that magic eight ball did work.
Yeah. And I mean, and I think a big part of that is, you know, building a robust left, you know, and trying to, you know, the way that we're going to be able to see the Build Public Renewables Act through, see the Green New Deal through, see everything good, essentially, politically, and some with equity through is just by, as people, you know, joining together and working in solidarity and organizing. And that's something, you know, that's something to look forward to in 2024. I think there's a lot more collective organizing than I've ever seen, you know, especially with everything going on in Gaza. And
that's true.
Going on here, like,
yeah, we can't leave the show without talking about, without calling for a ceasefire.
Yeah, absolutely not. And, you know, calling for a lot more than that, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say things on the air. Yeah, so that's something to look forward to. The Green New Deal. We're getting there. We're clawing our way. We don't have a lot of time, so. What's next?
When I was, I mean, I was on the left for many, many, many years in all of these dry periods. And I remember going out and trying to discuss politics with freezing my keister off at, let's say, the Domino Sugar Factory plant in Brooklyn, over the river there. Now it's no longer the Domino Sugar Factory. Now it's being, they closed it up, and now it's all going to be renovated into, I think, housing for mostly rich people. And it was so hard to organize back then.
Because the 80s must just have sucked.
It sucked. And that's why when I heard, you know, when, that day that I was like, heard Bernie saying, I'm running as a socialist, I was like, I was absolutely astonished.
Yeah. I mean, we're mad at Bernie right now, but.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, too.
But we can't negate
but that's
the
part
fact
of
that
my
that
personal history.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, same. I kind of became more, far more aware of the political goings on in 2016.
Just to grab the word socialist by the short hairs and use it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it made perfect sense to me what he was saying at the time. And it led me to the DSA at the very least. So can't negate him there. But Bernie, come on, dude. Call for a ceasefire.
Yep. Okay. On that note, I'm going to play something about poetic prognostication from not even the godfather of rap, just the plain old father of rap. We're going to get right to it.
Or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at age 32 on the 4th of 29th district. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Greenacres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if they finally got down to Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Hall, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Wow, what a terrific song that is.
And a true, I can't say the word prognostication.
Why not?
I can't believe I just
You just
it
did
so
very
perfectly.
Well.
Every time I say it, I get so stressed by all the letters.
I mean.
I feel like long COVID man has ruined my brain.
So I'm sure there are people in the audience, whoever they are, who liked the song in the year 2525 in comparison to this song.
Well, I mean, I guess it's not apples and oranges because they're both songs, but that's a little unfair.
Oh my God, this makes the guy Zager and Evans sound like complete crackers.
I mean, okay. But that's like comparing, I don't know, like Chopin to like, I don't know, I guess it's not, I'm thinking like a jingle, you know, there's just like so little to compare it to, you know, there's such different genres, like you're not seeking
all right.
Thing.
All
but
right.
I mean, yes, obviously Gil Scott-Heron is like a prolific writer, and musician in comparison.
My apologies to anyone who really is a fan of Zager and Evans and
if
has the whole
are,
discography.
Please let us know. Give us your opinions. Give us your proof.
All right. Shall we play another one?
Yeah.
All right.
At the office party, now I don't remember where I'm from. I think I had a black wallet in my back pocket with a bus ticket and a picture of my baby inside. And if I make it home alive, I'm gonna get my shit together, 'cause I can't live like this forever. I know I've come too far and I don't wanna fail. I got a new computer and a bright future in sales, yeah, yeah. A bright future in sales, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Heading for the airport on a misty morning, gonna catch a flight to Baltimore. Try to kill an hour with the whiskey sour. If there's time, I might have just one more. I gotta do some quick reading for the big meeting, but my head is spinning and I can't. to drive. I'm gonna get my shit together, 'cause I can't live like this forever. You know I've come too far and I don't want to fail. I got a new computer and a bright future in sales, yeah, yeah, yeah. A bright future in sales, yeah, 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 yeah. A bright future in sales, yeah, 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 yeah. Bright future in sales, yeah, yeah, yeah. Staring at the screen, pretending like I know what all these little flashing lights mean. Oh yeah. I gotta do some quick reading for the big meeting, but my head is spinning. Gotta get my shit together, 'cause I can't live like this forever. You know I've come too far and I don't wanna fail. I got a new computer and a bright future in sales, yeah, yeah, yeah. A bright future in sales, yeah, yeah, yeah. A bright future in sales, yeah, yeah, yeah. A bright future in sales, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh my God, that's a great song.
So good. That was truly a life-changing album for me in 2004.
Okay.
In the cement of my whole being.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're gonna play something from the Alabama Shakes. Thank you.
very nice.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, what a voice on her.
Oh, my God.
Of course. What they're up to now.
Well, we're coming up on, what is it? 7:56, so we got like 4 minutes left, so it's time for our outro, more or less.
Yes, so thank you all. Thank you, comrades. Tune in next month, the next first Tuesday, February 2024, February 6th at 7 p.m., for our Valentine's Day, Day show. We will, we will be talking about love.
I have.
And I love you all.
Likewise. But I have some on my radar screen for the next show. I have some terrific songs that I'm going to choose to play.
And shtick.
All right. And it just won't be, you know, what was that song back in the day? Push, Push in the Bush. You don't know that song, do you?
I've never once heard a reference to that even. I guess, well, wow. Maybe we
all right,
play
so
it.
I'm playing it. I'm playing. I'm definitely playing it.
All right.
All right. If you happen to be interested in joining the DSA, you may find more information at dsausa.org. And if you go there, you'll find many levels of membership to comport with whatever your finances might be. Or you may find out more just by going to capitaldistrictdsa.org.
Yeah. There are two types of organizations for social change, one that relies upon members' dues and the other that relies upon donations. DSA is the dues-reliant type. We don't spend our money hustling for donations and sucking up to any donors, but rather strictly depend on winning people to our ranks with ideas and ideas alone. And action, actually.
That's
and
true.
Organizing. And
that's
collective
true.
Solidarity. So,
okay, that's here's that. Our outro.
Mambo,
not everyone is coming to the future. Not everyone is learning from the past. Not everyone can come into the future. Not everyone that's here is gonna last. Not everyone is coming to the future. Not everyone is coming from the past. Not everyone can come into the future. Not everyone that's here is gonna last.